The Art of Masquerade travels from Africa to the U.S. in a new show on display in Nashville, Tennessee. New African Masquerades is now at the Frist Art Museum. Masquerade is often associated with costume balls or other social occasions, especially in Western countries. Dr. Amanda Maples is guest curator and tells us about its real significance.
In the West African context that we're displaying here at the Frist Art Museum and the New African Masquerades exhibition, I'd say the significance of masquerade is that it is an opportunity to engage with all of human experience. So I think there's been this misunderstanding that masquerade is something of the deep past, the distant, unknowable African past, when in actuality it's something that exists to visualize all of human experience. And that's what's significant, because we all have common lived experiences that you can connect to in these masquerades.
Michael Ewing of the Frist says we'll learn about why masquerade has been and remains important.
So not only that, you're going to be immersed in beautiful ensembles, you're going to be educated around kind of the cultural ideas around these ensembles and how they're performed, and then you're going to be brought into an immersive space that's going to allow you a 360 view of what this exhibition is really rooted in, and it's just like transforming the way people see contemporary African masquerade.
Maple says New African Masquerades will introduce us to four artists.
First, we have David Sanou, who's from Bobo Dioulasso, Burkina Faso. His masquerade ensembles are ones that you normally see once a year that are part of funerary celebrations. So instead of an individual at one time having a celebration and a memorial, it's all of the individuals that have passed that year. So there are big festival celebrations that usher them into the next realm. They're necessary for that transition. Then we have Chief Ekpenyon Bassian Sa, who is in Calabar, Nigeria. So he's sharing with our audiences what the Ekpe Society is and how important it is to their economy and to judicial models of living and controlling society in a way. And then you've got Sheku Goldenfinger Fofana, who is from Freetown, Sierra Leone. His masquerades are showing us the entertainment and parade aesthetics of masquerades that we use to celebrate weddings, to celebrate naming ceremonies and holidays. And then we've got Irve Yumbi, who is creating hybrid masks, working with grass fields communities in West Cameroon. And he's from Douala, Cameroon.
The color, design, and detail in each piece shows pride by the artists and a passion for the art itself. Two are particular favorites of Maples.
One is the fairy, so she's that very coquettish, bright, sequined, fancy masquerade who flirts with audiences and just reminds you that you need to have a little fun and to connect to each other and that we can all see ourselves in one another. And I just love that idea of the Jole Society and her. And then the Nkanda, which is the blue and white, indigo-dyed, resist-dyed masquerade, and that one is another favorite because we had special permission to bring that to American audiences, and you never would have had an opportunity to see it outside of this.
Ewing points out that several of the works in New African Masquerades are rarely seen outside their own countries of origin, let alone anywhere else.
What they're seeing is a living practice. So what you see now in any of these kind of masquerading ensembles may change, right? So they're not a concrete depiction of it is a moment. It is a contemporary moment and a contemporary expression. And I think when it's kept into context, it allows for more expansive thinking around African masquerade.
Ewing adds the Frist show is only the beginning.
It has a U.S. tour and it has a tour in different parts of Africa. But yeah, really excited about audiences to engage with it, particularly Nashville audiences.
Maple says guests will see that the works are more than just art.
The way that Africa and African art and African artists are packaged, especially in the West and in the United States, is not necessarily the reality of what lived experience is, and that there's a lot of joy, there's a lot of creativity, there's powerful histories and traditions that are still enacted today and still relevant and exciting for publics all over the world.
New African Masquerades runs at the Frist until January 4th. For details, go to fristartmuseum.org, fristartmuseum.org. Paul Ladd, Nashville.
We're lost in a mess. in a masquerade.